1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Welcome back. It is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. So, couple thoughts here. Well, let's get top three stories first. After devastating Puerto Rico, Hurricane Fiona is now barreling its way to the rest of the Caribbean. It's just passing the Turks and the Caicos, and it's headed towards, now it looks like it's going to go west of Bermuda. It still looks like, I mean, it's still going to like touch on Bermuda, but it's not going to, like yesterday it looked like the eye of the storm was going to go right over Bermuda. That was going to be vicious. It's already a Category 3 hurricane, and it will still be a major hurricane, at least a Category 3, if not a Category 4, by the time it hits Bermuda on Friday. So definitely keep an eye on that. And then it's going to head on all the way up to like Nova Scotia. It's going to go up to Canada. It'll still be a hurricane at that point on Saturday as well. So that's Hurricane Fiona. Then we have Tropical Storm Gaston. Tropical Storm Gaston is just it's just kind of floating out there in the northern Atlantic. Not really expected to make landfall anywhere, and it's not expected to be anything other than a tropical storm. Just supposed to remain that way. There's a little bit of a disturbance off the coast of Africa. 20% chance of formation over the next 5 days, though, so not a big threat right there. But then we got another one that's just north of the of South America that has an 80% chance of formation over the next 5 days. 60% chance of formation over the next 48 hours. And this one's storm track right now kind of goes south of the Caribbean, but looks like it might head straight over to the Yucatan Peninsula, the Mayan Riviera area, and therefore get into the Gulf of Mexico. Will it turn northward and head towards us at that point? Don't know. It's still way too far out, but it's definitely something that we're keeping an eye on at this point, as it has an 80% chance of formation over the next 5 days. And it's headed the direction, like it's pointing in the direction of the Gulf. The Dow slid nearly 300 points today as Fed policy meetings begin, and we're expected to have a 0.75-point increase in interest rates. And the White House has responded to reports of migrants being flown to Delaware by Governor DeSantis, basically saying it's a political ploy. Governor DeSantis saying he can't confirm if migrants have been flown to Delaware. In the meantime, Delaware officials say they're not aware of any flights that have come there from or containing migrants, and they're not aware of any flights coming there containing migrants. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Roads are looking good. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. We're checking in clear on East Olive Road, as well as Creighton, and Langley. If you see something else slowing you down, just give me a call. 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Going back to that story of the migrants, the story that broke just a little bit ago was that the migrants who arrived in Martha's Vineyard are now suing, have a class action lawsuit against Governor DeSantis. And I was just saying, yeah, I'm calling BS on this one. I mean, they might be suing him, but they are not. It's not something that was of their own volition. There's definitely somebody manipulating them in making that decision and making that choice. So that's anyway. And I was just saying, look, I know, and you don't want to feel bad on them, but because they are the victims when it comes down to it. They're victims of a greedy, malicious attorney But the reality of it is like, oh, you want to sue? Okay, how about this? How about you can sue Governor DeSantis from your home country of Venezuela. Bye-bye. And you just send him back. The breaking story that was coming out about Governor DeSantis, about Tim Smith, we will carry that for top trending news. I do want to play, before we go to break, I want to play Governor DeSantis' new ad campaign that hits a TV ad, digital ad, pertaining to immigration. Let's go ahead and play that for you.
Our middle son, Brandon, left to go to work. He was only 21 years old. And the last words I said to him is, I love you. And a twice deported illegal ran into him and hit him so hard that he caused Brandon's car to flip. And he killed him. My child's killed by someone who should not have been here. This is what happens when we have open borders. We were able to go and meet with Governor DeSantis. He said, I want to hear your son's story. And to see the compassion in his eyes, and I saw the concern. He wanted to make sure other lives were protected. And as a governor, he truly has been upholding the oath that he took, which is to protect Floridians. He not only talks a good talk, but he walks it. He's been very strong on safety. He's been very strong on law and order. He has made our state one of the safest states to be in. There's no greater leader than Governor DeSantis because he didn't just listen. He put action behind it.
So there we go. That is the ad right there. Of course, pretty powerful. Being my child was killed by somebody who shouldn't have been in the country in the first place. And then it's just trying to highlight his, one, trying to highlight his heart a little bit. Two, trying to highlight his immigration policies. When he got in office, one of the first things he did is he got rid of sanctuary cities in the state of Florida. He also has sent the Florida National Guard to Texas and to Arizona to help out with the border situation over there. He's also ramped up criminal penalties for fentanyl and methamphetamine, and he's also made it, I believe it's, it was like a, it, well, he made even more severe penalties if somebody dies from overdosing on a drug that you might have sold them, traffic to them, something like that. So there's a lot of things like that that he has done. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So Friday, September 30th, join News Radio 92.3 at the Taste of Gulf Breeze. It's an exciting, competitive culinary adventure. Area restaurants are going to be, and food beverage providers will tempt you with culinary delights as you mingle with local businesses and organizations throughout the event. You'll be the judge as you sample free appetizers, beverages, desserts, and determine the winners of the Golden Spatula Awards. General admission event is open from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Special early access for VIP ticket holders is 5 to 6. Get more details and information on our website, newsradio923.com. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up next, top trending news. Stick around. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Well, officials in Arizona say country singer Luke Bell died of an accidental fentanyl overdose. And that is Luke Bell there. The Pima County Medical Examiner's Office issued the report today. Bell was found dead last month in Tucson, Arizona, in a parking lot after being missing, after he was reported missing for several days. Drugs apparently found at that scene. President Biden headed to New York for the UN General Assembly tomorrow. Originally, the president was set to speak at the session today. He gave up that spot to attend Queen Elizabeth's funeral. Now he's set to speak tomorrow. And with his arrival comes a gridlock alert for New York. Apparently, for drivers heading into New York, authorities working to protect world leaders there. And you mentioned it, Bobby.
Breaking news on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Our big story tonight, Escambia County Public School Superintendent Dr. Tim Smith's contract is safe for now. The school district did not end up discussing terminating his contract at tonight's meeting. After all, their first order of business was approving the amended agenda for the meeting. Several board members were not happy about that item being added with less than 24 hours before the meeting.
I just feel like I just have to say, I think that the lateness of the ad, the lack of communication, I think it was less than 24 hours. Less than 24 hours, I was completely called blindsided. People calling me, asking me. They knew. I didn't know. I feel like that was an error on your part and on the person who asked it to be put on.
And that is board member Bill Slayton.
Mr. Chair, I concur with my other two board members.
Other board members also wanted an explanation.
Put that on the agenda at the 13th hour.
About the last minute addition were Patty Hightower and Laura Edler. The member that wanted that item added was Paul Fesco. He decided not to explain why he wanted that put on the agenda, but they voted 3-2 not to discuss that tonight.
All right. Yeah, thanks for that update right there. And so I guess they're not putting it on the agenda tonight, but it could be on the agenda, what, next meeting?
Well, yeah, it's definitely something that could come back around. It seemed like the major objection was more the late last minute adding of it versus the content of the discussion. So I would expect it'll probably come back around within the next, meeting or two at least.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. Probably the next meeting in a couple weeks or something. So all right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Roadways are looking good with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. No major accidents or slowdowns to report on 90 or 29 as well. If you're heading out to Pensacola Beach for bands on the beach, 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge is checking in clear, as well as 98 and Bob Sykes Bridge running smoothly. See something else? Give me a call, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives, and this traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. They're located on Beverly Parkway. Back to you, Bobby.
All right. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, I do want to share a little bit about this. Those self-checkout apps. You're starting to see those popping up more, but then all of a sudden they kind of seem to disappear. So we'll talk about that coming up here next.
She's got a family in Carolina, so far away, but she says I remind her of home. So far from home. She never saw herself as a West Coaster. Moved
on. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We're seeing a lot of retailers putting up with new apps where you can just self-checkout. Wegmans is a grocery retailer up in the Northeast, and they came out with a self-checkout app, and they just announced that they're getting rid of it. It's only been around for a few months, and they're getting rid of it. They cited the reason: losses. Walmart came out with a scan and go app where you could just scan products through your app, pay for it through the app, and then basically just show somebody as you're walking out the store, like, look, I paid for it. Here it is. They did that back in 2018 and got rid of it after just 4 months. Now they do still have the scan and go app for their Sam's Clubs. But even then, when you use it now, it used to be like you scan it and you just walk out and you show them and like boom. Now, like you show them the app that you paid for, and then they still check like your bags. They check every single thing on the list. The reason for this, New York Times ran a report that the businesses that have an app for self-checkout have a loss rate that is double the industry average. In other words, theft. People are like, oh, you're letting me check out stuff on my own? Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Before I get into the top three stories, United States southern border has seen 2 million migrant encounters for the first time in one fiscal year. And according to the Border Patrol, Customs and Border Patrol, we're already on pace to beat that for next year. Great. It's an all-time high, driven partly by an influx of people coming from what they refer to as communist regimes, failed communist regimes of Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua. They comprise 35% of all migrant encounters at the U.S.-Mexican border. There was a 175% increase in people from these countries being spotted around the border over the past year. And just last month alone, 203 migrant encounters. Most were apprehensions of migrants who entered the country illegally. A smaller portion, only 22,000 out of the 203, were people seeking asylum at legal ports of entry. We still have 1 month left, by the way, of the fiscal year. Oh, boy. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Top three stories here for you. Speaking of migrants, the White House has responded to reports of migrants being flown to Delaware from Governor DeSantis, saying it's a political ploy. Governor DeSantis, in the meantime, says he can't confirm if he's actually sent people to Delaware. And in the meantime, Delaware officials say they haven't received any planes with migrants in the past, nor do they have any coming there currently. The Dow slid 300 points today as the Fed policy meetings began, which they're expected to raise the interest rates by 0.75 point. And after devastating Puerto Rico, Hurricane Fiona has strengthened into a major Category 3 storm. It's continuing its ruinous path along the Caribbean, and it's going to go just west of Bermuda. And we're keeping an eye on another system just south of the Caribbean right now that it's making its way. It looks like right now its storm trajectory is headed towards the Gulf of Mexico, and it has an 80% chance of formation over the next 5 days. So we're going to keep a watch on that one because it might end up just going right into Mexico. It might go into the Yucatan Peninsula and towards Texas, but it might also turn northward or over towards us. Right now, it's still too far out. It's just south of the Caribbean. So we'll keep an eye on that one as well. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, Pensacola Blue Wahoos are in their division series right now against Montgomery. It's a best of three series, and it's in Montgomery right now. It's top of the first inning, still scoreless. Then they're going to come back here at home on Thursday, and if there's needs to be a game three, it will also be at home on Friday. So good luck to the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. In Major League Baseball right now, the Boston Red Sox are beating the Reds 1-0. Miami Marlins over the Cubs 1-0. Tampa Bay Rays are getting beat 4-0 by the Astros. The Toronto Blue Jays are beating the Phillies 6-0. Tigers over the Orioles 2-0. Scoreless game between the Yankees and the Pirates. Atlanta Braves is also scoreless against the Washington Nationals. And on TBS, you can check out the Mets playing the Milwaukee Brewers. That game just started. In sports news, the Dallas Cowboys says he's impressed with the Philadelphia Eagles and Jalen Hurts, and that they're going to be all that they can handle. The Cleveland police have arrested a fan who threw a bottle at the owner of the Browns owner during the game last week. And speaking of owners, Draymond Green wants the NBA owners to vote on whether to force the Phoenix Suns owner to sell his team after a lot of workplace complaints against him. And he's been suspended for a year now. And so that is your sports hit. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Before we get to traffic on the fives, real quick, I just want to share this. You know how President Trump was always ridiculed and always blasted by the mainstream media as being rude for name-calling and things like that. Now, conservatives for a long time kept saying he's just finally pushing back on something that Democrats have been doing for decades. Yeah, here's another example. Charlie Crist, in his latest video that's been released, is talking about his opponent, Governor DeSantis. But instead of calling him Governor DeSantis, he calls him Governor DeSatan. That's right. That's right. Charlie Crist is calling the governor of the state of Florida DeSatan. And do you see the mainstream media talking about this? Do you see the mainstream media talking about how rude Charlie Crist is? How his language is divisive and rude and vitriolic? No. Nope. Nothing. Just gets a pass. Gets a free pass. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Roadways are looking good with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. No accidents reported throughout Pensacola on 29 or 90, as well as 90 in Milton and Pace running smoothly, and 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. Looking good. See something else? Give me a call, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Yeah. All right, today's sign of the apocalypse. The CDC has come out today and let us know that we are in the midst of an STD epidemic. That's right. An STD epidemic, and they're saying that something has got to get done. It is imperative that we work to rebuild, innovate, and expand STD prevention in the United States. Now, infection rates for STDs like syphilis have been rising every year, but since last year, it's gone up 26%. Gonorrhea has gone up dramatically over the past couple of years. In fact, now we have something that's called super gonorrhea, where super gonorrhea takes multiple doses of antibiotics in order to basically beat it. And then we have chlamydia. Increases of chlamydia have gone up as well. And so we have a dramatic increase in all of these. Oh, and don't forget about this one, monkeypox. Monkeypox is an STD. And so they're pointing out that we've got extremely high cases now of chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, and now monkeypox. And so they're warning that we've got to do more. Here's the interesting thing. At the beginning of the pandemic, during the lockdowns, one of the interesting things that happened is that people stopped relationships. They stopped all relations. And so we actually saw a drop in STDs initially. Once things started to reopen, it was like people have gone to a next level. Like they're next level than where they were before the pandemic. And so we're seeing a major increase in sexual activity. Reading this data from the CDC, they say it seems like people are having more unprotected relations, and that's what's causing the big spike. And they're particularly seeing it amongst gay and bisexual men. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. That is your sign of the apocalypse. Coming up next, get a quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom.
He rocks in the treetop all the day long, hopping and a bopping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet.
Let's call right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So join us at Fiesta Pensacola Seafood Festival Friday through Sunday, savor delicious seafood, enjoy various musical acts, and immerse yourself in historic downtown Pensacola. This festival is one of the largest arts and craft fairs in Northwest Florida, with more than 150 artisan and craftsmen who travel from around the country to participate. Check out the lineup and more on our website, newsradio923.com. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what's up in the news?
Hello, I'm sorry about that. I was working on another story there. Well, the Escambia County School Board, Bobby, voted not to discuss terminating Dr. Tim Smith at their meeting tonight. They voted 3-2 to remove that from the agenda. A little bit of controversy as to why it was added less than 24 hours before the board meeting. We'll be learning more about this in the days to come, I'm sure.
All right, thank you very much. And I'm guessing they're probably going to put this on the next agenda, the next meeting that they have. They'll put on the agenda item with plenty of time this time and vote on whether to end Dr. Tim Smith's contract.
Well,
It
definitely seems like the controversy on the question and all of that is not going away anytime soon. So, I would tend to agree with you that I think this discussion is going to come back around.
Yeah, I think this questionnaire thing was the last straw. I think there's already been a lot of complaints against him from both parents as well as some teachers. And I think this is just the last straw to like, okay, you know what? Let's fire him. So I think this has been it. Cause I've heard from so many parents over the past 2 years about, they just are not happy with his job. So as he was, it's almost been 2 years. He was put in November 2020. And I just, the constant, just like nonstop from parents as well as some teachers privately saying things about it. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Hey, Space Force released their new anthem today. So let's go ahead and hear what Space Force sounds like, their new anthem. This sounds very like 1950s Captain America, go on the USO tour type of thing. This is very, very strange. Pretty much all the comments I'm reading on this, none of them are good. None of them are good. Nobody likes this. How about this? No. The lyrics are hokey, sloganeering. That reminds me of when someone mandated trainees to do a dumb call and response chant like air power. Yeah. Sounds like something you would have heard from newsreels in the theaters during World War II. That's a good one, actually. He says, can't the U.S. Space Force afford somebody like John Williams? Very nice. Right there. It says, oh, dear. They couldn't fit a song into their budget. this is just not. No, I have not seen anybody that really likes this thing. And the articles written about this are brutal. Of people's comments saying it sounds like something that was written by Mel Brooks as a parody. I'm like, yep, it does. But in general, I was talking to somebody just like 2 weekends ago, who did not know that Space Force is a real thing. I was like, yeah, the 6th Branch of the military, and they're like, what? No. And I'm like, yeah. And they had not heard. So I pulled up the Space Force's website, showed them the logo, told them, that the Space Force enrollees are called Guardians. And they were like, you're lying. This is a parody. This is a joke. And I'm like, no. And I started laughing because I was like, you know what? If somebody came to me and was like, is the United States pranking all of us with the Space Force thing? Is this just a big prank? My reaction is no. Like, it's not a very solid, like, no, this is a legitimate thing. My reaction is like, I don't think so. I hope not. I don't know, because this is very hokey. A lot of this. Their logo looks like Star Trek logo. You're calling the enrollees Guardians of the Galaxy. And now you got this song. I don't know. All right. Gracie, what do we got going on traffic on the fives?
Our roads are looking good right now, Bobby. I-10, I-110 looking good. 29 and 90 throughout Pensacola. Also checking in clear. 90 in Milton and Pace looking good. And 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. We have posted speed. See something else? Give me a call, 850-2626-111. Traffic Report is presented by Whitetail Properties Real Estate, specializing in hunting recreational properties. Visit Agent Todd Edwards, an experienced land specialist, at whitetailproperties.com. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. A couple more stories real quick for you. First of all, I've been seeing an article being shared around on the social medias. And the headline, the headline is, new Harvard study shows that vaccine is potentially more dangerous than COVID-19. So I pulled this study up a couple of days ago, and I've been reading it. And so here's the thing. It's a little bit misleading of a headline, just because it's missing one part. New Harvard study, basically they did this Harvard study because they were concerned about lower enrollment at colleges and universities. So they did a study to find, because a lot of colleges and universities are still requiring vaccine mandates. So they wanted to see how that was affecting people and is it even needed. Now what they found was that for college-aged people, you have a greater chance of getting an adverse reaction to the vaccine than you have of getting an adverse reaction to the actual virus by itself. Which, duh, we already know this. The latest data that I last compiled was that those ages 18 to 29 years old was the age group that contracted COVID the most. Out of all the different age groups, more people aged 18 to 29 got COVID than any other age group. 10 million in that age group got COVID. Out of that 10 million, less than 5,000 actually died from COVID. It's a 0.0% of people who died from COVID. It's one of the only group that's lower than that for having adverse reactions to the virus is those ages 0 to 17. And so it's 0.0%. But they found that the percentage of people having adverse reactions to the vaccine was higher than that 0.0%. So it's more dangerous than COVID-19 to get vaccinated if you're college aged. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So it's something kind of cool, lighten it up here a little bit in the last couple minutes. In Israel, they found a cave buried underneath the beach in Israel. There was like this square little hole. They went into it, and what they found was this man-made square cave after a mechanical digger working in the national park made the discovery. They took a ladder down into the cave with some lights, and they found a room filled with dozens of pottery pieces and bronze artifacts. According to archaeologists, quote, it feels like something out of Indiana Jones. Just going into the ground, we go into the ground, and everything is just laying there as it initially was left. Intact pottery vessels, weapons, vessels made out of bronze, burials, and things like that. Wow, pretty cool. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. We ran out of time. I mean, I got more. I got more, but we just ran out of time. So instead, we'll go ahead and wrap this up. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You guys have a great night. Bye-bye.